How many know what an honor it is to have a voice like this in your life? And I don't know about you, but we need good men and women of God in our pulpits today. And I don't know of a greater man, a woman of God in this country than these two right here. And they are awesome. And let's honor the Lord and honor them today. Can we do that? Amen. You can do better than that. Aren't they awesome? Powerful, powerful, powerful people. Can I? Now, listen, y'all sang for quite a while, so I'm going to take my time. So I got to tell a story. When I was a little boy, I was at a little bitty church on Anderson Road in Oklahoma City. And I came to church there all the time when I was little. But one night we had this evangelist. They had this little white trailer. It said the McClintocks. I was thinking John Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Because John Wayne boy. But I walked in and I heard a sound of a song called Money Cometh. And a little old lady, not old lady, but, you know, a little tiny lady playing a keyboard. A guy up there singing and dancing. And then this crazy guy just started preaching. And he got up on a pew and almost hit the ceiling fan. Because the ceiling was really low at that time, remember? And these two impacted just life forever. And I'm so thankful that God connected me with them when I was just a little boy. You never forget the people that God puts in your life. I love you guys. I honor you, man. Give them a hand clap one more time, would you? Amen. God is so good. I love you, prophetess. Amen. And one more time, can y'all do me a favor and give the apostle Mama and Daddy Cleveland a hand clap today? Aren't they awesome people? Dear men and women of God, amen. Be seated if you're able today. If you have not had a chance, she did not ask me to do this. She can write me a check later. But I was hungry here a few months ago, and I've always tried to be a man of prayer. I've always tried to be a man. I believe prayer is the doorway to everything. And I was really hungry for prayer. And Apostle Cleveland came to where we were, and I knew she had done some classes on prayer. And she sent me a book, three books actually, on prayer. And I just want to encourage you, if you can contact her and get a copy of those, it will bless your life, and it will stir you in prayer. She goes through the different types of anointing in prayer, and that caught me. I'm going to preach on every one of them, and because they're that powerful. And I just want to encourage you, you can get with her and get them off of Cash App. You can order them from their church. And that's pretty awesome. I'm an evangelist. I ain't even offering my own stuff. I'm offering somebody else's. So I'm serious, though. Those three books will bless your life, and they will teach you about prayer. And if we've ever needed a nation that needs to pray, it's this one right here and right now. And while I'm on it, does anybody have iTunes? Anybody have iTunes, got iMusic? Raise your hand. How many of you got an Android? Okay, so let me tell you about an album that is on iTunes right now called Eagle Music. Man, is that album not phenomenal? Can y'all give them a hand for that album? Dude, you straight up rock it, man. All of y'all rock it. Y'all know what I'm saying? There's a sound, right? There's a sound there. And we need that sound in our earth today. Y'all did awesome, all of y'all guys, on that album. Incredible. It's in my favorites, just so you know. And, man, y'all are just incredible. Are you ready for today? I may not be the best preacher. I may not be the greatest man of God, but I am on an assignment today, and I want to give you a word, if that's all right. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. And while you're turning there, I want to give one more usurp. My son graduated high school last night. And so it has been a crazy week at my house. I called Pastor first and said, please understand that I would try to make as many services possible, but this week I am just not able to. We have a party for him this evening, and it has been a crazy week, but I've been trying to watch as much as I can. I sowed this morning, and I want you to know I love this conference. I love this people, and please don't think that I'm being dishonorable because I haven't been here. It's just my son only graduates once. And I'm making it the best experience possible, amen? And so please don't think that I don't love you, because I do. I love you so much, and I would not ever dishonor you, I promise, amen? I promise. 1 Kings 17, and you will be familiar with these passages of Scripture, and no, it's not what you think, so please don't try to figure out my message. 1 Kings 17, verse 1, Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. If there's ever been a time that we need real prophets of God, it's right now. We don't need charlatans. We don't need prostitutes. We don't need men of God that will sell their soul for a dollar. We need some men and women of God that will preach the gospel without compromise. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 1. It came to pass that after many days, the word of the Lord came Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself to Ahab, for I will send rain upon the earth. Again, I'm not going where you think. 1 Kings 18, 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. And I want to preach a message this morning entitled this, there's still a sound of the glory in the famine. There's still a sound of the glory in the famine. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but our nation right now is in a famine, whether you want to admit it or not. We're in a famine. We're in a famine of real preachers in the pulpit. Now you got homosexuals thinking they can preach in the pulpit. Listen, I come with my guns loaded today, so don't get offended early, because I'm ready to preach today. We got a bunch of praise and worship leaders that would rather be entertainers than enter into us into the glory of heaven like the psalmists do at this place. We've got a famine of real fathers being mentors to their sons. Real mothers want to have somebody else raise their daughters. We've got a whole famine of things happening in our culture right now. The culture wants to say the more we divide them, the stronger we become. But I want to tell you, there is a sound still in the glory that they just doesn't know haven't hit the earth yet. See, in this story, there's a moment in this land where it was flourishing in plenty. There was plenty of anointing. There was plenty of power. There was plenty of authority. There was plenty of grace. 3.5 years later, they find themselves in the middle of a famine. They find themselves where everything is no longer what it looks like. I looked up the word famine, and it means this, a severe prolonged hunger in a sustainable proportion of the population of a region or country. It also results in a widespread of acute malnutrition, death or starvation, including diseases. Famines last a limited amount of time, ranging from a few months to a few years. They cannot continue indefinitely because there is no other reason than the region of that city is affected by times, seasons, climate, and proportions. There is a generation right now that is malnourished in the church house. There is a generation of men and women of God that have now got their feelings on their sleeves and want everybody to coddle them and tell them, we want you to be a part of our church, because if we don't shake your hand and give you a hug and a kiss and put you on Facebook every other week, then we might not be able to get you to come to our church. But you have forgotten that this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the kingdom and the glory of God. This is not about how we can fancy you, but it's about the fancy of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to draw a people. I want to build a people. I don't want to draw draw a bunch of losers. I want to train kingdom achievers. I don't want to draw a bunch of whiny babies. I want to raise up some worshipers. And there's still a sound coming out of the church house. We look like we were defeated. We look like we were broken. We look like we've been down. But there's an anointing coming from the glory to the church house. I wish we had some praisers that would let the devil know, you can't have my children. You can't have my family. You can't have my city. You can't have my... I know there feels like a famine, but there's an anointing coming. There's a breaker anointing coming back to the people of God. Baby, we're going to go storm every drug house. We're going to take down everybody in the White House. It doesn't matter who's there. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is still. Famines change. Seasons come and seasons go. Huh? I learned some things about a famine. In a famine, fruit never remains. I'm tired of fruitless babies in the house of God. Huh? You want the gifts, you just don't want the fruit. Oh, come on, somebody. You want to prophesy, you just don't want to love nobody to get there. Come on, somebody. You want to lay your hands on the sick, you just don't want to give nobody some long suffering. Oh, come on. Anybody going to help me preach now? Come on. You want God to use you, but you don't stay in the worship service. You want to get out there on Facebook and talk on your phone and then come to the church and act like you all anointed, baby. Now, we know. Come on, somebody. I want some fruitful people to let the devil know I don't just want the gifts, but God's about to make me who I am because I got the right kind of fruit. Are you so fruitful that they can walk up in your life, they can grab some fruit off of you, and they can nourish themselves? Oh, yeah, see, I can tell y'all don't like this kind of preaching because you want everybody to tell you how anointed you are, baby, how you got the shimmies and the shakes. I don't care about your shimmies and the shakes. How good can you forgive somebody? How good can you love somebody? How good can you care about somebody? Don't show me what you got. Oh. You still the same mean, nasty steak you've been for 10 years. Just because you shake, just because you shimmy, don't mean you're anointed. Give me somebody that's got some fruit. Don't worry, I'm going to get to the good parts in a minute. I'm going to get to the good parts in a minute. Water can't flow in a famine. I love how Christians can... Come on now, listen. Y'all are spoiled around here. Y'all got the psalmists of the generations, right? Y'all got like 10 psalmists on the stage, right? You know what I mean? They all learning from Prophetess Brenda. But you go to some other churches and it's just dry and it's just flaky. Come on, somebody. It's just dry. Ain't no water there. I'm tired of having church as usual. We come to a dried up church with a dried up well, with a dried up word, with a dried up preacher. What we need is some men and women of God to get hungry for the rain again, get hungry for the water. God, we need your Holy Ghost. God, we need your Holy Ghost. My God, my God, my God. Give me some rain in this 21st century. Give me some anointing. I'm tired of good Sunday school teachers. I want some anointed Sunday school teachers. I'm tired of good worship teams. Give me some anointed worship teams. I know I'm on an assignment. We're gonna get to the shouting part in a minute. Y'all gotta get to the meat and potatoes, and then we get to the dessert, right? There's no real substance in famine. In 2 Kings 6:25, they were eating dove's dung. Now, why they weren't eating the doves, I have no idea. Y'all ever caught that one? They eating dove's dung. Why don't they just eat the bird? right? But now they got to eat the dove's dung. Then they're boiling their children. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of this older generation not making way for the younger generation and then say that they want to train younger into... Oh, y'all ain't going to help me preach today, are you? Y'all ain't going to help me preach today, are you? We got a bunch of old ministry that's still so jealous that they don't want to open the door for the next generation. You got a man of God that God's raising up right here in this house, and you better start making some room for somebody else other than just you. But I just wish they'd preach something different, you know. We've heard the same sermons for the past 10 years. All Brother Don talks about us the kingdom. All Brother Don talks about us the kingdom. All Sister Brenda talks about us the anointing. Well, when you start walking in it and living in it and moving in it, then we might preach something else. But until you get some substance in your life, get some substance. How you gonna be mad at somebody for 7 years across the aisle, 35 feet? Come on, somebody, because they talked about your mama. Baby, everybody talks about your mama. Get over it. Come on, somebody. Come on. Listen, if they're talking about you, baby, it's free advertisement. Let them talk. If they're talking about you, let them talk. Baby, God's got your back. He knows where you are. Just get fed and get some substance. Quit worrying about who knows your name. Boiling their seed. But I'm going to tell you right now. They talk about me on Facebook. Why are you giving them so much ammunition? Huh? Let them talk. There's no hope in the famine. You have noticed that this generation's just about lost its hope. Huh? They don't even know who they are anymore. Huh? They don't know if they're a woman. They don't know if they're a man. I got news for you. There ain't no binary. Come on, ain't nobody gonna help me preach. You either male or you female. You either is or you isn't. You either are or you ain't. Help me preach, Brother Cleveland. Help me preach, Brother Cleveland. Huh? I'm tired of men not trying to be men, baby. Quit wearing some skinny jeans and act like a dude. Come on, somebody. I can't fit that stuff in my jeans. You know what I'm saying, bro? I can't squeeze that much fat in a skinny jean. But I tell you what I am. I'm still a man, and I like being a man. Come on, somebody. Do we got some men in this house that's about to stand up and say we're not going to let another generation go to hell because we ain't teaching them about the kingdom of God? Where's my men at? You can still be praiser and be a man. You can still come to church and be a man. You can still be a father and be a man. I wish some men would give God a shout and let the devil know, baby, I'm still a man of God. I'm a little bit upset this morning. So tired of this culture trying to tell us what we are, marking us. You know, for mark me, huh? I'm gonna mark this generation. Ain't no faith in a famine. Ain't no faith in a famine. Everywhere you look, there's nothing you can see that's tangible. But I was preparing for this message today, and the Lord said, son, right in the middle of the famine, I brought one of the greatest changes known to mankind. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me today, are you? I said, change? He said, yeah, look up the word change. Change is a transformation. It's an evolution, a modification, which results in something not ever being the same. And I tell you, it also means to modify or transform something to a degree without altering its essential nature. Preach now. And I tell you, the church is still essential, and she's about to produce a sound in the middle of this crazy famine. Preach now. First Kings said, I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I heard the Lord say, sometimes you gotta hear it before you can see it. Sometimes you gotta hear it before you can see it. I hear a praise coming out of Eagle Heights. I hear a praise coming out of Dallas, Texas. I hear a praise coming out of Oklahoma City. I hear a praise. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. Y'all ain't here yet. Y'all ain't. Come on, listen to me. One shout brought the walls down. One praise. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all want to look cute in the church house, you know. They want to look cute up in the church house, you know. I don't want to get too much sweat on me, you know. I got makeup up and dolled up, honey. I got news for you. When you having a baby, you don't worry about your makeup. When you having a baby, you don't worry about what's going on. When you having a baby, sometimes you got to push until you get the praise out. Sometimes you got to push. I wish we had some praisers that would stand on your feet today, give God a praise, and produce a sound. Produce a sound. I feel like somebody's changing the atmosphere up in this house. Come on, you come in one way, but you leave in another way. You came in, come on, I feel like somebody is about to produce a sound that's going to shift you into a new. So, you know what happens when a suddenly sound comes, right? The problem with the church is they love the word suddenly, but they hate the process to get to the suddenly. Hey, nobody go help me preach now. You love the suddenly. You just don't want to trust the suddenly to get to the process of the suddenly. Let me show you what I'm talking about. 500 men started in the upper room. 380 decided they didn't want to wait on the process of the promise. Preach. Can you imagine being the 380th man and it's 5 till 9? You got to go outside, get a Dr. Pepper, and shake your hands with your best friend on Facebook. Come on, somebody. And then when you come back into the house, all you get is the overflow because you just didn't want to trust the process. I don't want to wait no more. I don't want to wait on it no more. I've been waiting too long. I've been waiting 5 years. I've been waiting so long. I don't know. I done sowed that seed that Brother Payne told me to sow, and I'm still waiting on your harvest. Baby, keep on waiting, because there'll be a sound that comes out of heaven like a riding, mushing wind. I wish somebody would let the devil know, I am going to wait. I'm going to trust the process. Okay, I can tell I got some doubters in the room. I got some doubters in the room. Can you imagine? Come here, David, I'm gonna use you. This is Ahab, right? Can you imagine? Ahab is the servant to the man of God. This man of God gives him a powerful instruction. Now, we don't know how big this mountain was, and we don't know how long it takes him to get up and back down. But he says, I want you to go to the top of that mountain. I want you to come back, and I want you to tell me if you see anything. So I want you to go to the top of that mountain. I want you to come back, and I want you to see if you got it. I want you to go to the top of the mountain. I want you to go to the top of the mountain. I want you to stop, look around, see if there's anything. Come back and tell me what you see. So he comes back, and there's nothing there. He says, oh, when I did what you said, there's nothing there. So I believe in my spirit, this is ADD Sean Strong talking right here. I believe he looked at the man of God and he said, listen to me, Ahab, you just got to trust the process and you got to do it again. So he tells him to go up the second time. He goes up the mountain. When he gets to the top of the mountain, he stops and he looks around. He doesn't see anything. Then he comes back down.
He gets back down, and now by this time, frustration has set in. Come on, help me now. I'm preaching. Come on, frustration, disappointment are all dealing with the process now. So he says, I know that you think I'm crazy, but just keep trusting the process. Go up there again and come back and tell me what you see. So he goes up the third time, and when he gets there, he stops. He looks around. He doesn't see anything. He comes back down, and he says, I don't even want to tell this man of God. I don't see anything yet. So he gets back, and now he's starting to doubt everything he's been told his whole life. That man of God has been told a word from heaven, and now he's missed it. Come on, somebody. He's missed it. Anybody ever been there? That man of God missed it. That woman of God missed it. But guess what he says? Baby, don't get worried about the process. It will come. I want you to go again. Fourth time. By this time, we've lost half the church. By this time, we've lost half the church. He stops. He looks around. He comes back down. And guess what he says? There ain't nothing there. Apostle Cleveland, you done missed it. You a crazy woman of God. Number six. By this time, he's moving a little bit slower. He's tired. He's winded. He's been in the fight of faith. He's been in the fight of faith. See, some of y'all think it's just called faith. Nah, baby, it's the fight of faith. You're going to get nicked up. You're going to get busted up. You're going to get some bloody knuckles, some bloody lips, some bloody noses. They call it a fight of faith for a reason. So sixth time, this time he's moving a little bit slower. I don't know how much longer I can wait on this word. I don't know how much longer I can wait on this word. Hey, I'm going to get up there, and ain't going to be nothing there. Oh, come on. Anybody there? I'm trying to believe you, God, but there ain't nothing there. He comes back down the sixth time, and by this time, you know what he says? Man of God, you crazy. You a fake. You a fake. Ain't nothing you say real. But I heard in my spirit. I know it's not in the scripture, and I'm not adding to it, but I got to use a little imagination. Can you just go one more time? Can you just go up the mountain one more time? I got a word for somebody. Can you just give God one more praise? Can you just trust him one more time? Can you believe him one more time? Can you hold on? Oh, my God. So he goes up, and this time he gets to the top. When he gets to the top, he says, wait a minute. Way, 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 way. I see a little bitty cloud the size of a man's hand. I know it ain't a lot, but it's something. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you, you ain't got to have a lone whole lot. Just start with a little bit. Just start with a little something. Oh, my God. So he comes back and listen to what he said. I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Listen to Elijah's response. You better hurry up and get down from here. It's about to be a suddenly golly washer. Now, if y'all know anything, thanks, bro. If y'all know anything about what I call, you know, doing the weather, it never starts with a big cloud. It always starts with a little bitty thunderhead. Come on now. Just about the size of a little ball. A little size of a cloud, just a little bitty man's hand. He said, you better prepare and get yourself down from here because it's about to be a suddenly sound of an abundance of rain and you won't be able to be ready for it. So I begin to think about those things, and so I'm going to give you some suddenlies you can expect in this next season of famine. Number one, you're going to hear a suddenly sound in the change in your family. Does anybody got some sons and daughters that are about ready to come home? Devil, they're going to be saved in Jesus' name. My auntie, my uncle, my brother, my cousin, my sister. If we got anybody that's got some children running from God, I don't know who you are, but your son and daughter, they're going to be calling you soon because God's going to save them. God's going to deliver them. God's going to heal them. God's going to strengthen them. And your family will return home. Do we got some people? But he's crazy. It's looking like it ain't going to happen. I hear a suddenly sound. Maybe y'all just don't have faith yet. I'm trying to build it. We're almost there. I hear a suddenly sound in the change of your church growth. What you mean? I mean, one Sunday you had 50. The next Sunday you got 300. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about one Sunday you got 100. The next Sunday you got 200. I feel a sudden. He's bringing them from the north. He's bringing them from the south. He's bringing them from the east. He's bringing them from the west. Brother Strong, you crazy. No, I just believe in the process of the suddenly. What you mean? You've been sowing. You've been sowing. You've been sowing. You've been sowing. You've been preaching to the atmosphere. You preached to empty chairs. And God said, everything you sow, it has to come back in Jesus' name 100-fold. I wish we had some praisers. Tell the north, you better get ready. Tell the east, you better get ready. Tell the west, you better get ready. They're looking for the real. They're looking for it. You get them healed of cancer, they'll find out what church you go to. Huh? You pray for their daughter they've been asking you to pray for 6 months. Then they get delivered from crack and then they start coming to your church. They'll find out what church you go to. Don't think that, listen, we have a supernatural God that's got supernatural power that can reach his hand in any natural situation and flip the script and give you the momentum. I think the reason we can't shout for these things is because we're just used to the way things are. We're just used to it. You know, we have a good church. We got about 50 people. And we get so used to that 50 people, we stop asking God to fill more chairs. We get used to that 50 people. We just get used to the average services that we have. We just get so used to church as usual. We had a good Pentecostal service. No, you don't understand. There's a lost and dying city in Springfield, Missouri. There's a lost and dying city in Dallas, Texas. And God's going to raise up some apostles that are going to pour out real oil. And they're going to heal the broken. They're going to restore the bruised. They're going to heal the land. There's a revival coming. And he's going to use you. He's going to use me. I hear a suddenly sound of church growth. Would somebody get some faith and let the devil know we will grow? Come on, kid. What would 20 families do for you in a year? Just 20. They ain't even got to have kids. We'll get them in here and then believe God for their kids. We get so used to getting hit in the belly. We get so used to getting the wind knocked out of us. We get so used to the average. We can no longer believe God for the suddenlies. Come on, we've been in the process. All right, I'll move on. I hear the Lord say this, the next one. I'm going to bring a suddenly sound to your provision. Now, for those of you that don't like provision, I'm not talking to you. For those of you that like to be broke and remain poor, I'm not talking to you. But I am talking about the wealth of the wicked being laid up for the righteous. Can somebody get some gall and prophesy? There's a Bill Gates in my future. Come on. There's somebody out there that can drive in this parking lot, say, I need to talk to the pastor of this house. I need to pay off this property, buy the property next to it, build another building, because God sent me here to help you restore your vision. I wish we had some folk. is strong. I don't like it when you talk about money. Really? You must not like gas in your car. You must not like groceries in your cupboard, because you got to have money to do that. It ain't free, baby. Somebody's paying taxes. And if I go up and preach, somebody's sowing some seed somewhere. Somebody's doing some stuff somewhere. But I am telling you, God's people will not have a year like they had in 2020. This will be the best year we've ever had in a long time, because God is about to do. Stay broke, for those of you that don't want to shout. You know how people don't shout about money? Because most people are stingy. And if they have none, they won't give it. But God's going to bless the people that are givers. And I'm not talking about an amount as much as I am talking about from your heart. You give your best with what you've got, and God said he would bless that. Come on, you hear what I'm saying to you. I know there's different amounts and different seeds, but I'm telling you, just give me a heart of a giver, God, it's yours anyway. You gave it to me in the first place. If you tell me to give it, it's yours. A suddenly sound of provision. Can you imagine one day you walk like you always walk to the mailbox? And then you open that mailbox, and there's a check there. You don't even know why it's there. It's just there. Unexpected divine release. Unexpected divine release. I said unexpected divine release. There's a struggle. There's a struggle in God's people. Here's a struggle. We ever get over this money hump? We ever get over this money thing? We'll break out in revival. Apple don't cut corners. Apple don't cut corners. Amazon don't cut corners. The church is the only place that cuts corners. We know how to market poverty better than anybody. Let's make them look poor, and they'll give more to us. Are y'all here today? Are y'all awake? Check your pulse, because I'm going to give you a CPR in a minute. But can I tell you, there has got to be some truth in the Word of God, because it's the only thing that is truth. And he said, I'm going to take all those wicked people that have been running this world, and I'm going to put it in the kingdom people's hands. They're going to build churches, build orphanages, and break out in revival. How are you going to win the loss with no money? How are you going to feed the poor with no money? Don't get greedy. Get ready for some suddenlies. Some suddenly changes in provision. How do we want to break out in revival? And we just want to stay the same. You know, I was in prayer one day. I was praying. I was like, Lord, you know how you get the Church of God or Assembly of God prayer going? You think the more you the harder you pray in the Church of God voice, the more you think he hears you? Hallelujah. Bless God, I'm ready for revival. I'm thinking, God, I'm just screaming and bombarding heaven. God, I want revival. And then he answers me. Because I'm like, God, why can't we break out in revival? And don't ever ask God a question if you really don't want an answer. You know what he said to me? How can I bring my people revival when they can't even believe me for their everyday needs? Let me get back up here where my real friends are. Huh? How are you going to break out in revival when you don't even believe God can heal your body? How are you going to break out of revival when you don't even think he can save your children? How are you going to break out of revival when you think you can outgrow this building? How in the world can you break... preach now. How can you break out of revival if you don't dare believe God that he can win your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor? We want revival. Come to prayer meeting. We want revival. Show up early and believe God for miracles. We want revival. All right, I'm trying to hurry. Then I heard the Lord say this. I'm going to bring a suddenly sound of change in your bodies. Let me tell you something right now. If I ever believe that there is something that God is after, it is getting God's people healed. Right now, I have a big heart to see God heal sick bodies. Heal sick minds, heal sick souls, and change their lives. Why do we enjoy sickness so much? There's a pill for everything. They got a green pill, a blue pill, a black pill, a purple pill. They don't even have names for them anymore. If you think that America has not had an agenda to get people hooked on prescription pain drugs in this nation, you are out of your ever-loving mind. Y'all are not going to help me preach, are you? Y'all are just going to stand and stare at me. You know, if y'all would actually just get the belt off your loop, you wouldn't have to give them Ritalin anymore. Come on, somebody. Huh? Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I heard a little sprinkler one time. I might have, you know what I'm talking about? That was the belt leaving the loops. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, oh, you just sit in timeout. Now, there wasn't no timeout, baby. I'm going to tell you one time, and if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to beat your tail. What we need is some mamas and some daddies to pull that belt loop off the buckle and let the devil know you ain't having this kid or any other kid in my generation. They don't need riddling. They need a good paddling. I said they don't need medicine. They need a mother and a father to not spare the rod and quit spoiling the child. Y'all ain't had a beating ever in your life. My mama beat me in circles. Boy, I told you not to ever do that. Y'all ain't had a beat until you've been beat like that. We just want to sit you in timeout. Now, baby, I'm going to knock your head off you talk to your mama like that again. Y'all ever been talked to like that? I remember my dad told me one time, he said, boy, don't no man on this earth talk to my wife like that, and you sure ain't gonna talk to my wife like that. And my mama would take me to the car where there were no witnesses. She would leave the cart in the middle of the milk aisle. We going to the car right now. And then she'd go back in. I'd be doing... She said, you get up in that car, sit down till I'm done shopping. Huh? Now we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We don't want to offend nobody in the house of God. We don't want to offend nobody in the church house no more. We offend them, they might not come back. Honey, let me tell you something. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, God's going to raise up some Holy Ghost filled commandos that ain't going to be offended. They're going to be strong. They're going to be mighty. They're going to walk holy. And they're going to live for the Lord. I'm trying to hurry. I'm trying to hurry. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to give you the last one. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to give you a suddenly sound in the change in your turbulence. Now, I want to explain that just for a second. Doing what I do, I fly quite a bit. And one day I was flying, and we were just in the air somewhere, and the plane just hit some turbulence and dropped like 15 feet, and my heart was up in my brain. So, you know what I'm talking about. In there, no warning, just turbulence. And we went in some kind of a, you know, jet launch or whatever, I don't know. But we had some kind of a cloud thing, and man, the seatbelt signs come on, and we're just shaking and rumbling. The pilot got on the speaker and said, ladies and gentlemen, we hit just a little bit of turbulence, but I'm going to have you into smooth ground in here in just a moment. And in a matter of minutes, the turbulent quit. And I really feel in my spirit, there's some people here today in major turbulence. And in a matter of minutes, God's going to have you into smooth flying. I know what it's like to battle hell. I just walked through the roughest 3 months of my life. Didn't even know if I had any real friends. And I don't know how to explain this other than just to tell you that life is complicated. And it's real and it hurts. And sometimes there's no reason and there's no rhyme. It just is. But I believe in the power of a God that can stop the turbulence in moments. And there's a healing anointing in this room right now today. And I think that we trained ourselves to look for it. But I want you to do something a little different today. I hear the sound. Sometimes you gotta hear it before you can see it. Sometimes we don't see nothing. Oh, but I can hear it. I can hear it. I was just driving down the road. Can I just be transparent for just a few minutes? And last month, I really thought I was going to die. I got hit with some sickness. I'm healthy. I'm strong. But all of a sudden, the wind just got knocked out of me. And I have this album. There's a song on it called Healed. And I reached for that phone, and I didn't know what else to do. And all I could say were these words, healed. And it didn't happen in the first 24 hours, so I did it again. Then it happened in the first week, and so I kept doing it. And I kept doing it, and I kept doing it, and I kept doing it. And finally, I felt a little sigh of relief. But I kept hearing, healed, healed. I didn't know what else to say. I didn't know what else to do. I just kept singing that song. And then one moment, when I was least expecting it, the turbulence came to an end. But wait. I'd have never saw it had I not heard it first. I heard it. You're going to hear it first. You don't have to see it. You don't have to feel it. You don't even have to know it. Just hear it. And y'all lift your hands all over this room today. There's a sound that heaven wants to produce. And you're part of that sound. You know, your worship is to adore God. But I don't get in His presence, listen to me. I don't get in His presence to impress Him. I get in His presence for Him to impress me. Huh? I don't get into His presence so I can impress Him. Let me show you how I worship you, God. No, I get in His presence so He can impress me. Because He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the restorer. He's the renewer of my mind. Hallelujah. Would y'all stand with me all over this room? I hear a suddenly sound in the glory. In the middle of this famine, there's such a sound. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. You will look back on 2020 and 2021 and you'll say, that was nothing. Because what God is getting ready to do in you, for you, and through you, you will not be able to comprehend it in the next coming months. You've been setting yourself up in a position. And God said, because you've been setting yourself up in the position, I can bless you. You've been faithful. You've been a man of honor. And God said, because you've honored my presence, you've honored my mantles, I will honor you. I will honor you. And I keep hearing, I don't know if you're believing for a certain door or doors, but I hear the Lord saying, I'm getting ready to open up some doors. I see contracts. Contracts. I don't know what those contracts go to, but there's something in your world. And the Lord said, those contracts are going to be in your favor. Oh, did you feel that? I felt the glory just release. He said, I'm going to give you the contracts in your favor. And I don't know if it's to do with you personally or do with something around you, but I hear the words real estate. Real estate, property. I don't know what that is referring to, what you're believing God for, but I just see open doors to real estate. Open doors. Oh, it just moved in your belly, didn't it? It just moved in your belly. I don't know what you're believing God for. I don't know if it's a new home. I don't know if it's something like that, but God's opened up doors to property. Property, 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 real estate, real estate, real estate. Property, 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 property. Man, I feel miracles in the atmosphere right now. Come on, I feel miracles in the atmosphere right now. I know you're like stylish. You're hip. You know what I'm saying? You're hip. But the Lord showed me you within a suit and a tie and a briefcase. And He said these words, tell him they're going to see Him coming. They're going to see Him coming. And I really believe God is about to mark you with such favor. He's about to mark you with, they're going to see and notice you coming. Before you even arrive, they're going to say, I don't know what it is about that man, but the Lord said the kingdom dwells within you. You're going to have kingdom concepts, kingdom precepts. It's all over you right now. It's all over you right now. The Lord said, I'm going to create ways for you to solve problems. And as you solve the problem, they're going to pay you to solve the problem. They're going to pay you to solve the problem. Man, hallelujah. They're going to pay you to solve the problem. You got a mind on you. You got a mind of entrepreneurship and a mind to prosper. And God said, I'm going to open up avenues to solve problems. Ooh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift it. Come on.